Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
You mentioned it, shocker last night. Memphis Grizzlies, again, without Ja Morant, their superstar, pummel. And pummel's not even strong enough. The final score, Rob, you rarely say this in a blowout like this. It wasn't as close as the final score.
Right. It wasn't representative of the game.
134
even though it was a blowout.
95, and it was worse than that. They trailed by 55. At one point, Rob, the Grizzlies went on a 90-39 run. Unbelievable. It was ridiculous. And let's keep it real. I like Desmond Bane. I like Tyus Jones. I like Jaren Jackson. But every single one of them, every single one of them, Brandon Clark, Dylan Brooks, they're role players. Every single one, maybe one of them will blossom. I know they can get some points, Bane and Dylan Brooks averaging about 18. That's nice. But they're role players, at least right now. And they danced all over the Warriors last night, Rob. And look, I still got the Warriors winning this series. In fact, they better win it in six, because if they don't, who knows what could happen in a game seven. But that was ugly, embarrassing, awful, any negative adjective you can come up with.
Chris, I'm going to tell you straight up. The Warriors are lucky to be up 3-2 in this series. They have been basically outplayed and should be behind 3-2 when you think about the suspension of Dylan Brooks, how that affected the Memphis and not having Ja, their star. And Chris, when you add up all the points from the five games,
right?
Memphis has more. They have a plus 10. I mean, that game that they gave up in Golden State, right? That they should have won that game.
Well,
or they were close
game
to win.
Four. They outplayed them except for the fourth quarter.
Except for the fourth quarter, Chris, this could be 3-2 Memphis if you want to be honest about it. And the Warriors have been very fortunate. They've had their lulls, Chris, and we've seen it, where they don't make shots.
Yep.
I can't look at this team and say, oh, en route to another championship. They're having a hard time with a team like Memphis filled with young guys and without their star guy. How in the world is this series as close as we're looking at it, Chris? And you're right. They better close the deal in game six.
They better.
They better. Absolutely. Because they could wind up losing this.
Absolutely.
No way. Everybody and their uncle, Chris, lost money last night. Everybody. Because without Ja and the spread, what was it, 4 points?
Don't try to make Shekel City look better.
I'm trying to make myself feel better about it. But I did have the Bucks, though, and that choke job by the Celtics. Whether you want to call it a choke job or not.
I hear you. I ain't going to fight that. They made some mistakes. Yeah,
they did down the end. But anyway.
I give the Bucks credit, but yeah, they made some mistakes. There's no doubt.
But my point was that, Chris, this series shouldn't be as close as it is. And the Warriors are fortunate. I can't look at them and say, oh, yeah, they're championship ready to go and they're going to win when they play better teams, more tested than a young Memphis team without their star. This series should be over, Chris. And instead, it's not, coming off an embarrassing loss that they took in game five. There's no reason they should show up. They should have smelled blood. Looked at it like, let's get this over with, Chris. Let's rest up for the next series. You know, why is this prolonged?
And I'm going to say something too, right? And maybe this is just me. Maybe I'll be proven wrong. I think I'll be proven wrong because I think they'll win. But, Rob, I didn't like Draymond and Steph, and it was mostly Draymond, kind of going along with the whoop that trick, you know, chant that the Grizzlies and their fans were doing in the dancers.
Boy, that fan base, Chris, was that ridiculous?
Oh, it's awesome there. I covered playoff games there when they had Zach Randolph and Tony Allen and that crew. It's awesome. I mean, there's no doubt about it. They deserve a great team.
And the other good part about it is you could send off a package, too. Go to the game and have a package shipped.
Right.
FedEx. Nothing, Alex? Nothing.
What'd you think of that? Did you like, or you were indifferent to Draymond and, you know, swinging the towel and that trick as well?
I don't like that.
I'm like, dude, I mean, I get it. Not everybody has to mope. People handle things differently.
No,
but
right.
I don't know. I'd like to see a little more seriousness, like a little more anger. Like, yo, we getting embarrassed.
What are we doing here? We can lose. There's no crime in losing to the Grizzlies, okay,
right,
on the road. But this is what we came in, Chris, with a chance to close out a series?
Yeah, I can't really – I got to say that. And look, Draymond's proven he's a champion. But, Rob, I'm thinking of guys in the past that have won. LeBron, Jordan, Magic, Bird. Can you see any of them doing something like that? Going along with the whoop that trick, swinging.
No.
I mean, I'm sorry. I just don't see it. So, but here's, Rob, I want to make a point. Now, let me preface it by saying this. If I'm the Grizzlies, I'm signing Ja Morant to a long-term max contract extension as soon as I can, which is this offseason. He's the man. I want him to be face of my franchise. He's a superstar. Heck, he might become the face of the league for all we know. But, Rob, the elephant in the room for this season, they've been better without Ja. Now, I think you need him, as I'm saying, long term, because you need superstars. But for whatever reason, and one of the big ones is the defense, Rob, they have been better without Ja Morant this year. And it's not a small sample size. It's not 5 games. It's not 15 games. It's 27 games now. It's a third of the season. And this is including the playoffs. And here's a few numbers, Rob. With Ja Morant, they're 41, I think, and 27. Whatever the exact number, they play at a 52-win pace, you know, over 82 games. Without Ja, Rob, they were 21-6, play at a 64-win pace. They're 20-17 against playoff teams with Ja. They're 10-5 against playoff teams without Ja. And listen to these teams they've beaten without Ja. They won at Dallas. They won at Miami. They beaten Philadelphia, Brooklyn, Milwaukee, Golden State, and Phoenix. And I know some of those games, maybe a star was missing for the other team. But Ja was missing for them.
Right.
And the defense is markedly better. Markedly better. The offensive rating is a little better with Ja. But they score a few more points a game, about 3 more points per game without Ja. They shoot a higher field goal percentage, and they make a better percentage of their threes as well. And, Rob, without Ja, they win their games by 14 points on average. With him, they win by 2.5. So, again, I don't take this the wrong way. I'm bringing back Ja, and I want him to be the face of my franchise for the next decade or so, if not longer. But, I haven't seen anything like this in my 27 years covering the league, but it's there, and last night it was a factor. They were down 2-1 with Ja, and now in the last 2 games they played without him, they have outplayed the Warriors in all but the fourth quarter of game four.
Right.
Basically, I'll pay them 7 of the 8 quarters. So, what do you think about that? I mean, it's odd.
It's hard to look and go, they're better without him, Chris. You know what I mean? I know the sample size is big.
Right.
It's hard to really believe that. We've seen that happen
and
before
that's why
with some players.
I would bring him back. You know, I wouldn't think about it.
Because you would hope, like, they had a good year this year, but you would hope that. Him added to the mix and those other players, and maybe they can still play at that octane, Chris.
Right.
When he's there. You know what I mean? Not
right.
only when he's out and they're galvanized and they feel like they got to do more because they know he's missing. No, play like this. And it's harder because if you have a guy who's taking all those shots or taking more of the shots, other guys don't feel compelled, you know?
Yeah, I think, the best teams complement each other. And, like, when you have Magic and Kareem and Worthy, they could all do what they do best, right? In the Golden State, Klay can be Klay, Dre can be Dre, and Steph could be Steph when they won that championship. And then you bring in KD, and it was the same way. They all can do what they do. If I'm the Grizzlies, Rob, I'm looking at this offseason, I'm looking at all the film, and I'm figuring out, okay, how can we, to your point, how can we get everybody else to be the best player they can be while Ja is still able to be Ja? And the one obvious thing is he's got to defend better, and you'll talk to him about that.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's not looking good for the Sixers, and it's the interesting thing is going to be what happens now. What happens? James Harden. What would you to me, Rob, is similar to Kyrie Irving, and we're assuming they lose this game. Similar to Kyrie Irving, I'm saying to James Harden, Daryl Morey loves him, but I'm like, James, we all know you weren't yourself. We think you can be yourself for sure. But, you know, for whatever reason, hamstring, whatever, you weren't yourself, not comfortable with your new teammates. But you should opt in. Opt in to your 40. I think he's going to make $47 million. And we'll go from there as far as the future. You know I love you. But coming off this year, we are disappointed with the way it finished. Let's just opt in and go up, you know, do our thing next year and then go from there. Because
That sounds good and logical. Good luck.
Well, what leverage does he have?
None.
You know what teams got cap room?
I agree with
Detroit.
You, Chris.
Okay, so that's a part of it. I agree. If he got a bunch of teams out there that want to give him a long-term max deal, then he's going to laugh in your face. But why? You talk about Tom Brady. Who you bidding against? Why'd you have to give him $37 million?
Right. I'm with you on that.
So who am I bidding against? I mean, I know somebody will take James Harden. But the teams with significant cap room, Rob, listen to these. Detroit, Indiana, Orlando, San Antonio, Portland. You think James Harden wants to go to any of them and any of them want to give him a four-year max deal? So at the very least, if Harden wants to opt out and wants, you know, we can't come to an agreement, at the very least, he's probably looking like a sign and trade, so I'm going to get something for him. Because why in the world am I going to give him all this money to get to the freaking second round?
Right. And how's he playing tonight? Do we have numbers?
Yeah, I mean, he's doing okay. What he's typically been doing. He had 11 points at the half, I think 5 assists. I got the numbers right here. He has James Harden. Okay, he's got 11 points, 6 assists. In 30 minutes. 4 for 8 from the field. 8 shots. No free throw attempts. Max Strus, undrafted Max Strus for the Heat, Rob, 17 points, 5 assists, 10 rebounds. And I'm giving you $250 million?
I think not.
So, so what's going to happen there? Let me throw this at you, too, with Embiid. And I know, I don't remember where you were on the narrative that, you know, he was moping because he didn't get the MVP award.
Yeah, I couldn't read into that. I think, you know, people.
Right, we both were just like, we don't know. Right,
we don't
right.
know. We just don't know. It's easy to say that because he didn't have a good game. Right. I just don't know.
But Rob, if that's a narrative out there now, and some people believe it, that's not a good narrative to have about you.
No, you're moping over a trophy and you're in the playoffs and you got games to win.
Right. The goal is to win the finals and you're moping because you didn't get an individual award.
Right.
So it makes you wonder, does this guy have what it takes to lead a team to the championship? Sure he does physically, skill-wise, but does he mentally? I'm not saying he doesn't. I'm just saying that type of narrative is not something you want out there about.
And also, Chris, moping over what? It was a 3-man race,
right,
and it was very
you.
Close. It's not like you
thank
were clearly
you.
The MVP and you got
right.
jobbed. Okay,
right.
Maybe I feel bad.
Right, totally right.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rob G, you're the biggest football fan on the show, right? You're a Raiders fan.
That's right.
How big is this for you and the scheduled day? Because I think it's taking on a life of its own. I'm still trying to come to grips with it.
Oh, I think it's exciting. I definitely don't think it's, you know, 3 hours worth of a television show exciting. But it's something to look forward to because everybody is optimistic this time of year.
You know, you haven't seen how bad your schedule is, though. You know who you're playing. Do you know what I mean?
But you also want to see, you know, when you're playing your division rivals, when you're getting them, that kind of stuff. And especially this season with the AFC West being so loaded, you want to know when you're getting some of these teams. Like, one of the first things I saw, which we knew already earlier in the day, was that the Raiders were going to be getting the Chargers in week one. And ordinarily, I'd be like, yeah, easy. We'll knock that one out. 1-0, start of the season. However, we're going to have a brand new offensive line, and the Chargers got Joey Bosa and Khalil Mack, both guys who are usually injury prone, but I don't think they're going to be injured in week one. So I'm not as excited about week one as I normally would be.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I love football. You know my story. I wouldn't even work when I was in high school on Sundays, but the schedule, I mean, I get it. You want to kind of want to see, but I just feel like, okay, people make predictions, Chris. You know this too. Like they're gonna go down the list and tell you how many games people win based on a schedule. We don't know if anybody's hurt. We don't know if any. You know what I mean? It's kind of like to me silly to do that without knowing football. There's always something going on. Injuries. Now you know we have COVID. We don't even know who's playing for sure. I think it's hard to do that. I want to see the schedule. Don't get me wrong. But I don't know if it's the holiday or Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, look, I wouldn't say silly to make the predictions, but things are going to happen. There's no doubt about it. As you said, injuries are just a part of football.
Right.
Who would have thought that Lamar Jackson was
going to
be injured
last year? There's a perfect example that
year,
they're not right? going to the playoffs. The Ravens wouldn't make the playoffs.
Right, right. And even now with the Browns, how are you going to accurately predict the Browns when we don't yet know about Deshaun Watson?
That's what I mean. Are you picking them to win 10 games and he might miss 6 or 8? Like, that's what I mean. Like, it's hard to totally do that. And I get it. You want to get a gauge, but you know half the schedule because of the your rivals you're going to play. But, Chris, so we do have – what do we have? The
let me give you games?
Go ahead.
Yeah, let me give you this, Rob. 12 teams – have the maximum of 5 primetime games. I'm going to name them for you, and you tell me which one you don't think deserves it. Bills, Cowboys, Packers, Chiefs, Rams, Broncos, Buccaneers, Chargers, Bengals, Patriots, Eagles, Niners.
I definitely Patriots and Eagles, and I would even opt for the Niners, if I had to pick a third team. Patriots and Eagles, no. I don't see them in that light. Cowboys aren't that good. They didn't make the playoffs, right? Oh, they did make the playoffs. But the Cowboys, they're
quote unquote America's team,
right.
You know.
Like, but the Cowboys is because of that. You know what I mean? That they're always going to get the max. The Bills are exciting. You're always going to put the Packers on from the NFC. Rams won the Super Bowl. We got the Chiefs. We understand the Broncos now. With Russell Wilson.
Right.
Right. So I get that. Would you agree with that? Patriots and Eagles?
I actually would. If I had to pick two, it'd definitely be the Patriots
and
the
Eagles.
How about
three? If you had to add that third one, who would it be?
The third would be the Niners. It would
be the Niners.
Out of this group, I think it is the Niners. It would be the Niners. But
even though they went to the NFC Championship game. I mean,
I'm excited about the Niners. Now, I got to get Debo in the right frame of mind, right? I want him, you know, happy and excited to be there and ready to go ahead and, you know, do what's got to be done. The quarterback situation is interesting. Trey Lance moved heaven and earth to get Trey Lance, but it sounds like they're not totally sure he's ready, right? I mean, and Jimmy G, if he ends up being the starter, that's not the worst thing in the world, right? I mean, he's not Aaron Rodgers, but he can win you games.
Chris, they were a quarter away from getting to the Super Bowl.
For the second time.
Right.
They were
leading going into the final
quarter. Absolutely. So don't tell me, and if it's Trey Lance at the start of the season, which I assume it will be, I want to see him, right? I want to see what he can do. I think, Rob, I would just say there's two I look at that don't belong. And that's Philadelphia and New England. And I would say New England, they're only there for one reason, Rob. Belichick. That's it.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
It's out of respect. But I agree. I don't think they don't belong. And the Eagles just haven't moved along enough for me to feel like they should be in that. I know they made the playoffs.
They had a nice draft.
Yes.
They added A.J. Brown. They got Devontae Smith to go with him. Like, they got a nice little running back group. The bottom line is, Rob, we talked about it yesterday. What's Jalen Hurts?
We don't know. Do you know?
No, but if he can't be something with this group, then they're going to be looking to replace him.
Yeah, no, he's got the weapons. You can't say he doesn't have people to throw to. Now, the Lions are the only team who don't have a primetime game. Rob G., when you wrote that, are you not counting Thanksgiving? Because it's a noon afternoon game.
Well, the way the NFL defines primetime is you're Thursday night standalone, Monday night, or Sunday night.
Okay. Yeah, because that's primetime is 8 to 11 o'clock when you talk about primetime TV, right? It's between 8 and 11. That's called
primetime. You know, Rob, I don't know where you're at on this. I'm ready to get the Lions off things.
You've been wanting to do that for years since we've been doing this show.
Oh, my gosh. Since I was a kid. I'm excited. I want to watch the games, and I got the Lions. The Bears, now at least the Bears had Walter Payton for much of that time.
The Lions
had
Barry Sanders.
But they weren't very good. Well, I'm talking about before that.
Oh.
I'm talking about before. Like, the Lions been on forever. And I get it, it's a tradition, but they're horrible. year in, year out.
Didn't you hear TJ Houshmandzadeh? He said that they're going to be, they won't finish in last place in the NFC.
Think about
North.
That. That's an optimistic prediction. They're going to be third in the division.
Right.
A four-team division, right? Come on. Nah, I mean, I'm done with them. Now, look, I kind of like Dan Campbell. I know he mocked the kneecap quotes and all that madness. I like him. Yeah. I do. Okay. And they had a nice little offseason, too. I'm not predicting greatness. I'm just saying, a nice little offseason.
Can you believe they've never won the NFC North ever? Like, since they turned it into the NFC North. You can't?
That's the sad thing. Yeah.
I can't believe it. Rob G, you got another question?
Let's bring on Rob G. Because Rob G likes to get on here and hem and haw and stick out his chest. And every time Rob is off or I'm off and Rob G's filling in, he wants to talk Raiders. Raiders this, Raiders that. Derek Carr. Ooh.
In Vegas, they have radio stations. Their sports talk radio stations are called, like, Raiders Nation.
R&R Radio.
There is no Raider Nation.
It's Raider Nation Radio.
If there was a Raider Nation, then why in the world are they the only team in the AFC West that's not on the 5 primetime games?
Uh-oh.
Explain me that, Rob G.
Because there's some haters up in the NFL scheduling offices, let me tell you.
New York, right?
Yes, they just don't want to see the Raiders shine.
Who they better than?
In the division?
Are they finishing in last place in the division?
No way.
Who are they better than?
They're better than the Chargers.
Wow. Really?
Yes. Did you forget who their coach is?
You must be counting on a week and a half of content going for fourth down 98% of the time.
Rob G, I said he should have been fired. You remember that?
Yeah.
I'm with you. He cost them the playoffs last year. If he does that this year and they don't make the playoffs because of some bonehead calls, I'm telling you, Staley, I'm not
convinced he's going to continue with
the
Madden.
He can't do that.
He will here and there, but come on, he's got to dial it back a little bit.
Well, guys, speaking of the primetime games, right? You mentioned the teams who have 5, and obviously the Eagles, the Patriots, and the Niners kind of stand out just because either the quarterback situation or in the Patriots' case, I don't know what you're tuning in to watch with the Patriots.
Right.
The teams that have the fewest, you mentioned the Lions with 0, Jets, Giants, Jags, Texans, Panthers, Falcons, not too surprised they only got 1.
The Jags are interesting. I mean, I would think with Trevor Lawrence.
This is the one that really really stands out to me. Let me get your thoughts on it. The teams with 2, Vikings, Seahawks, Dolphins, Commanders. Here's the big shocker. Deshaun Watson and the Cleveland Browns. Now, the fact that they only got 2, do you think that's them telling you this guy's getting suspended?
Absolutely.
Yes. They're not setting this up. To even be there, and if you look at the schedule, Rob G, when he plays Houston, it's week 13. So you think that's by accident? Like that could be a big game as far as ratings, right? Him going back to Houston.
Right. I think there's another factor too. What? I think they're just his whole situation. Like that they didn't want to put him on the maximum. Now, again, he's going to be suspended, so I might be wrong. But I just wonder if that was a factor, Rob. You know, if they want to soft pedal that, not highlight him yet, give him a year, let it, I don't want to say die down. But, you know, marinate. Once he starts playing, people will get used to him being back, and the story will eventually fade into the background. So I think next year, if he comes back and they play well with him, I think next year you would expect to see them on 5 times. 5 primetime games.
I think it sends a big message. Just like, what was it, before 2 seasons ago when the schedule came out, we saw the Packers still had 5 primetime games. Well, you know that Aaron Rodgers is not getting traded then because they're not going to put Jordan Love on 5 times.
We knew that. Yeah, that was a signal there. Like, they knew something because that would have been a disaster. The Packers with 5 games, you know what I mean? And a rookie quarterback. Right.
No doubt. Let me ask you this. I'll read off the revenge games and then ask you, Rob, which one you're most excited about. All right. We got, looks like 6 of them. Russell Wilson back to Seattle. Von Miller back with the Rams. Carson Wentz back in Indianapolis. That'll be Deshaun Watson back in Houston. A.J. Brown back against Tennessee. And Josh McDaniels back with the Patriots. To me, it's simple. It's Russell Wilson.
I mean, it's the first one. First of all, Von Miller, that's a no.
Right,
Carson Wentz played 1 year in Indianapolis. Come on, that's no.
Right.
A.J. Brown faces the top. Really? No.
He's a receiver. It's not a
And Josh McDaniels, the coach, you know, with the Patriots. He's already left the Patriots before and went to Denver and coached. So that's a no. Absolutely. It's really Russell Wilson, Rob G. Right?
That's really the only big revenge game.
Yeah, and do you guys think that they kind of did him a disservice by doing it in week one? Because he's going to have a whole new offense around him. He's not going to be very comfortable. They're probably going to win anyways, but I don't think it's going to be best performance.
Yeah. I agree with everything you just said. Yep.
Yeah, probably should have been like mid-season.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. But, it's going to be interesting. And, we're looking forward to the season.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.